Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community information platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Trish Irvine from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. I'm Trish Irvine, and today I'll be sharing with you what God has been doing in my life. Today is the memorial of St. Francis Xavier Cabrini. And one of my favorite quotes from her is, "If the mission of announcing the Lord's resurrection had been entrusted to Mary Magdalene, it would seem a good thing to confide to other women an evangelizing mission." And this quote, as well as the life of St. Francis Xavier Cabrini, points to how the Lord loves to use the unlikely to bring about his plan and to fulfill his mission. If you think about the woman that St. Francis Xavier Cabrini references, Mary Magdalene, it's a surprising thing based on what we know about Mary Magdalene's life that the Lord chooses to use her in such a way as to be the apostle to the apostles, that she's this close friend to him, that she's the one who's the first to see the resurrected Lord. And then she has the responsibility of going to tell the disciples, even though they don't believe her. And her faithfulness, despite what she's suffered or endured, is remarkable. And St. Francis Xavier Cabrini, in a similar way, lives with this surprising boldness. Her desire to tell everyone about the good news of Jesus Christ compelled her to give her entire life for the Lord. Another quote from her is, "I will go anywhere and do anything in order to communicate the love of Jesus to those who do not know him or have forgotten him." And sometimes there is this deep burning desire to be a missionary, to go to faraway places or to live this radical life of poverty, to give everything up and to follow the Lord. And the Lord does call some of us to respond like that. But sometimes I think the Lord gives us this deep desire to live radically and then answers it in a way, but also asks us to live something that looks very ordinary. That the struggle or the sacrifice is almost in not living this radical, all-out life for the Lord, that people can obviously look at us and say, "You are a missionary. You sacrificed everything for the Lord." But instead they look at us and it's like, "Yeah, you love the Lord, but your life also seems very ordinary." But I think that St. Francis Xavier Cabrini would also point to the ordinary, to a life of prayer, to faithfulness in the ordinary details of life, as a way that we can communicate the love of Jesus to people who don't know him and to those who have forgotten him, to enkindle in their hearts again a fire for the Lord, a love for the Lord. And this passion and this fervor to be true needs to be constant. It needs to be faithful. And we see this mirrored in today's gospel. Today's gospel from Luke 18 says, "Jesus told his disciples a parable about the necessity for them to pray always without becoming weary. He said, 'There was a judge in a certain town who neither feared God nor respected any human being. And a widow in that town used to come to him and say, "Render a just decision for me against my adversary." For a long time, the judge was unwilling, but eventually he thought, "While it is true that I neither fear God nor respect any human being, because this widow keeps bothering me, I shall deliver a just decision for her, lest she finally come and strike me." The Lord said, "Pay attention to what the dishonest judge says. Will not God then secure the rights of his chosen ones, who call out to him day and night? Will he be slow to answer them? I tell you, he will see to it that justice is done for them speedily. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" And so it's interesting that in this parable, Jesus is offering this dishonest judge, this judge who doesn't care about the truth, who doesn't care about justice, and he is replacing him with himself, saying, if even this dishonest man is willing to do what is right because he doesn't want to be bothered, how much more will your just and loving Father desire to listen to your pleas and to respond to you? And so we see in the life of St. Francis Xavier Cabrini, in the gospel for today, that we're called to be persistent and to be faithful and to radically pursue the Lord in every moment of every day, even if that radical pursuit of the Lord looks very ordinary. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for the witness of St. Francis Xavier Cabrini, for the ways that she passionately followed you and used all the gifts that you have given her to preach the gospel with boldness and with faithfulness. Grant us the same grace to continue to preach the gospel with boldness in our ordinary everyday lives and to become missionaries of the gospel right where we are. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's reflection. If you enjoyed today's reflection, please consider supporting the With You Always podcast and the other Come Follow Me projects through a financial gift. You can join our support team by visiting comefollow.me/support. Or if you prefer, you can donate through Venmo using the username CoFOME. That's CoFOME. 100% of all financial gifts are used to support Come Follow Me's ongoing and upcoming projects, and to further fulfill our mission of assisting disciples on the journey. Thank you in advance for your support. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.